Chapter 9. Mad Mordy the Hon, Mugsbury Throttle, was neither a whiner nor a pleader. Being surrounded by lizards and bound to a tree did nothing to dampen her fighting spirit. When the big lizard leaned over her, hissing and threatening, the hare maid managed to give him a hard kick in his green mottled stomach. The big lizard gave a curious gurgle and collapsed, clasping his injured midriff. Mordy booted out again, dealing him another kick in the back, at about the spot where she imagined the lizard's bottom would be. Then she gave him a piece of her mind.
Now then, you slinky blighter, pay attention. You don't frighten me in the slightest. Not you or those other caddish types skulking over yonder what.
The big sand lizard crawled out of Mordy's reach. His face had taken on a sickly pallor, but he staggered upright, hissing viciously.
You will die for this.
Mordy twiddled her ears at him.
Your booing sucks to you. Just wait till I get loose. I'll boot your blinking tail into the middle of next season, you great slithery wretch.
She wriggled and tugged at the rope, but to little avail. It still held her fast to the trunk of the oak. While she struggled, Mordy kept an eye on the reptiles. The big lizard had gone over to consult with the others. They huddled together, making lots of lizard-like noises and constantly pointing in the hare maid's direction. Mordy kept her spirits up by shouting insults at them.
Struth, a fine lot you bounders are. Do you have to hold a full-blown conference to decide a simple maiden's fate? Ha! What's all the hissing for? You sound like a load of old kettles boiling away at tea time. Now, if I were you, which I'm jolly well glad I'm not, I'd go and find some types who'd be scared of you. Off you go and frighten some frogs or torment some toads, what?
As if taking her advice, the lizards dispersed hither and thither. Mordy wrinkled her nose.
Funny. Maybe they've decided to heed my flippin' wisdom. They're an odd lot, really. Paying attention to me. Perhaps I've got a hidden talent as a lizard lecturer.
However, after a brief interval, the lizards returned, each one carrying several pebbles or pieces of rock. Still keeping out of Mordy's reach, they placed a lot in a heap. Now the big lizard came forward. He picked up a good-sized pebble.
You will die the death of a thousand stones.
Mordy saw him throw. She ducked her head to one side. The pebble bounced off the oak, followed by another smaller one, which grazed her ear. Mordy winced.
Ouch! I say, pack it in, you rotters. Where's your sense of fair play? Ouch, that hurt!
A sharp piece of rock had struck her foot paw. Suddenly, an unearthly screech rent the air. The lizards stopped what they were doing and fled in silent terror. An owl landed at Mordy's side. It was a magnificent bird, with feather tufts on its head, like short ears. Huge yellow eyes blinked at the hare maid from a rounded white face. Mordy could not help flinching as a savage hooked beak flashed toward her. The rope was sliced through with a single slash of the owl's beak. His head swiveled around, almost in a full circle, as he addressed the hare maid.
I've no doubt that they'll forgive me. Tarry there, lass. I'm fair clemmed for want of a lizard.
He swooped off like a mammoth moth, great rounded wings creating a loud clapping sound as they smacked together on the downswing. Mordy instantly remembered the name of the owl which Bungwin Hermes had told her to watch out for.
Azio Bardwing, and just in the nick of flipping time, too. Wonder where he's tootled off to, what?